Yeah, for Shane and the rest of the crew up there at Harvey Norman Computers, who better to talk to about technology than the man himself, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hello, Pilko. I've got three words for you.
Gone.
Under the radar. We're just a working class club. We're just trying to edge out. And I've got to say, if you've never gambled before, this Friday night, put the house on it. Say yes, but gamble responsibly. Say yes.
Yeah. Put the house on it. Gamble responsibly. Oh God, you can't help yourself, can you?
You got
a question about technology. Here's the bloke who'll come up with an answer for you, Richard. This is from Tanya sending us an email, and I don't even understand the email. So hopefully you will, Richard.
There's a shock.
I've been receiving mixed call messages with numbers and letters. For example, one. By drop before the message saying the caller left you a message, but there is a link. Is this a scam? From Tanya.
This
do you understand
what,
the question?
I do. This is one of the most worrying things I've seen in a long time. Now, I've written about this on my website. Android users out there really need to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. There is a thing running around called FluBot malware. Now, if you go along and you get one of these, I'm putting an example up on my website. It'll say there is a voicemail been left for you here. Click this link. It takes you to a website. Then it will get you to download some software to your phone. If you do that, if you're silly enough to go along and do it, it will upload all your contacts to bad people on the other side of the world and start sending this exact message off to them. It will also take every password off your phone that you've ever entered. So if you've got banking passwords on there, if you've got Google passwords, Microsoft passwords, it will take them. What you're then going to have to do is go to another device, not that phone, and change all your passwords that you've used on that phone. That's for a start. Then you're to remove the app on there. That's the advice at the moment. But I would go one step further. If you've done it, you've got to back up your photos, and I'd be wiping that phone back to factory settings. It's only for Android people. And again, it's all up on my website. iPhone people, it can't infect your phone currently.
All right, so Tanya, there's certainly it's a scam, no doubt about it. But God, they're getting cleverer and cleverer. They really and truly are. The Windows 11. You touched on it last week. Somebody wanted to know. I think you said it'll be here in October or so.
Yep.
Should you actually be upgrading to Windows 11, or are you happy enough if you've still got Windows 10? How does that work?
Don't be in any rush to upgrade to Windows 11 for people out there, and you know, a lot of people are not going to be able to do it this time as well, Pilko. If you've got a computer that's the last 2 to 3 years old, you'll probably be able to do it. But, you know, there's no rush to go out and do this. You know, I'll tell you what, you know, once I've seen it, gone through it, I've already got a copy, but once I've seen it, gone through it, you know, then we'll start saying press that button if you can upgrade. But if you don't get off of the upgrade, don't worry, because Windows 10 is still supported up to 2025. So there's need to go along and rush to say, yes, I must go ahead and do this.
All right. For Shane and the team at Harvey Norman Computers, the tech guy, Richard Pascoe, 12 minutes past two, first caller for the afternoon up at Highbury. Trevor from up there has given us a ring. Trevor, good afternoon. Go ahead. You're talking to the man himself.
Well, hello, Richard.
Hi, Trevor.
Richard, I'm on Outlook 365.
Yep.
Now, I've lost all my personal folders. I don't know what I've done. Might have pressed a button somewhere, but how do I get them all back?
When you say you've lost all of them, well, what's your email address? Don't give me Trevor at what? What's the back end of your email address?
aapt.net.au.
Right. Now, did they just disappear, Trevor?
Yes. Yeah, they have, and I'm not sure how to get them back.
Right. So were they different folders you had under the inbox?
Different folders.
Yep, and you haven't just minimised the inbox, have you, Trevor, on there? Because that's what a lot of people do. They accidentally click it, and so it looks like all their folders disappeared. Under the inbox, look for like a little triangle underneath there and click on that. Just see if your folders are still there.
Yeah, okay.
All right. That'd be the first thing I'd do, Trevor, because a lot of times I've been out and that's all people have done. All right? If not, give me a call, okay?
All give you a call on your mobile.
That's it, Trevor. Thanks, mate. But we've got to remind people as well, Pilko, that they could win a great prize today. The Trend Micro, the Trend Security Pack from Harvey Normans.
Yeah, a really good pack. Incidentally, the telephone number that you can get a hold of is 0419 829 145. So, Trev, if you're still listening, jot that down. That's the mobile number for Richard, 0419 829 145. Talking technology with our guru, Richard Pascoe. Let's go to Glenn from Morfordville, is on the line for Richard. Glenn, good afternoon. Go ahead. You're talking to Richard right now.
Yeah, Richard, when you said about that Android phone getting those messages coming through,
yes,
about the voicemail.
Yep.
I've been getting, but I just do nothing to it. Is that okay?
That's fine. Just delete them. That's all you should be doing to them. I mean,
yeah,
I got six of them last night.
Yeah, I don't even delete them. I just leave it.
Just delete them. Just get rid of them.
Yeah, I'm not even sure which button is delete. I don't try to touch the phone that much.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea sometimes, but yeah.
I'll ask my kids how to delete it.
All right. Thanks.
Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, available online. Simply go to theadelaidetechguy.com.au. And from the Somerton Park, John is our next caller. John, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Two things. One is back to the scam, the Android stuff. I've got a couple of the Chinese voices telling me I owed Amazon $69.
Yeah.
I actually listened to the message.
Yep.
Is that a problem?
No. No, that's fine. It's when they want you to download something to your phone.
Okay.
That's where it becomes the issue.
Yeah, a while ago, I rang you, Richard, about my slow laptop. It speeded it up overnight for some reason, but it's gone slow again. Can I still ring you?
Yeah, of course you can, John.
Okay,
but maybe after you've talked to me over the phone today, it's just going to miraculously speed up for you again, John. So, yeah. All right.
Ron, you're at Cuddly Creek, and Rick, you're up at Elizabeth. You'll be our next two callers for the tech guy, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Richard, I got a question here from Brian. I'll read it out as a text. Richard, I've been using a Microsoft Surface Pro on my laptop for 4 years. I feel that it's due for an upgrade. My question is, do you consider the Surface Pro 1 a better laptop of this type, or do you recommend another brand? And I prefer a lightweight, compact laptop. That's from Brian. Richard?
Now Josh has turned me on. He's having a bad day here today, aren't you, Josh Porra? So the Microsoft Surface Pro is a really good laptop. And yeah, if it's about 3-4 years old, if you get it now that will take Windows 11 when it comes out. So yeah, good idea.
Righto. From Jamie, a question, a text. Richard, what do you think of the iPlus phones? I never heard of them. Richard?
The iPlus phone.
Yeah.
We might put that off for next week, I think.
All righty. Okay. Let's go to Cuddly Creek. And for Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, Ron has given us a call from up there. Ron, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. You got a question for Richard.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, g'day, Richard. More of a comment than a question is in regarding to that Outlook 365. My wife had the same problems last week.
Yep.
She lost everything virtually on the Outlook,
right.
Folders, contacts, everything.
Yep.
And she spent 3 nights in a row with through Microsoft on trying to get repairs and fixes put on that.
Yep.
Eventually we got there, but she was only on Windows 8. She had to upgrade to Windows 10 to get it.
Yep.
And every night it worked for a while. Then it stopped again. They virtually had to clean the whole system out. They weren't sure if there was a bug in the system or what it was, but there were a lot of problems with it. But they did finally fix it for her.
I've got to say that's really good that that happened on there as well. The only reason I mentioned the other one was I've been to see two people in the last probably 3-4 weeks, and all they did was just minimise it, and they were there. But, yeah, you're the file that used to store your emails and everything and your contacts, that can become corrupted.
Sure, yeah. We've also had crossover problems quite often over the past couple of years Well, I put the Microsoft 365 on my own desktop, and she was able, we were allowed to let two or three others share that as well, and family and that.
Yep.
And we've had often had crossovers of passwords and problems with that on, you know, having to log on or go in there if you've got a problem as well. They seem to cross over with her password with mine. And
right.
As well. It's never worked 100% perfect.
Yeah, you can tidy that up through the Microsoft account settings right at the beginning, Ron. All right?
Sure. Okay, then. Yep.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, to Elizabeth this time around for the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe, at nearly 23 minutes past two. Rick's on the telephone. Rick, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. You got a question for Richard.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Rick.
I know that you're the tech guy and you're very good at your job, and I was just hoping if I could give you a little bit of an insight on what I did with those...
yeah, fine. Not a problem at all, Rick. Not a problem.
What I did was, because I was getting up three or four calls a day, and it was getting to a point where I couldn't even answer my phone because I was scared that it was going to be them. They leave a thing like saying, contact 147 for a message.
Yep.
And as you said, that once you get into that, they'll probably take all your stuff.
Yep.
So what I did was I'd let them ring, never answer their mobile, and this went on for probably 4, maybe 5 weeks, and after they finished calling, I'd highlight the number, I'd go to the three dots, and I'd go to the settings, yep. Go to the call settings, and I'd add that number to the auto-reject list.
Yep.
And now they've, touch wood, they've left me alone now.
Which is a good idea, Rick, but unfortunately with the ones that are coming through with the link to download, it's a separate number every time. And even Telstra telling you now it's a waste of time trying to block these.
Yeah, well, I was getting separate numbers as well, and from different prefixes.
Yep.
From Sydney, Melbourne, and Western Australia as well.
Yeah.
So.
If you get calls which are scams, yeah, block them. But it's a touch of whack-a-mole at the moment trying to stop all of these. But no, it's a good idea, Rick.
Okay, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Richard, Eddie's question via email, he said, what are they after specifically? Are they after your banking details or your Medicare details? He said, is there something that they're trying to hone in on, these scammers, using this pretty sophisticated sort of an approach?
First of all, they're after all your contacts so they can keep spreading this. That becomes, you know, if we get 300 from one, 300 from another, and then it really does start to spread rapidly on, you know, as well. But it is after your passwords on there. So, you know, if you've got banking, your password's on there. If you've got your Google password, your Microsoft password, it's all about gathering information, Bilko. That's what it's about for them, because then they can get into your bank, your system.
Really?
It's all about getting names.
Yeah.
And details.
And if they're able to get into your banking system, is there any way that your bank can actually verify that it's you, or do the banks have some sophisticated equipment that says, no, this could be a scam, I think I better verify it?
We haven't had any comments from financial institutions at all about this at the moment.
Really?
That's the thing. Telstra are being very proactive about this, trying to stop this from everything I gather at the moment, and hopefully along with all the other telcos out there. But it does become a real concern. I mean, ScamWatch have had over 300 reports of it in 2 days. And, you know, ScamWatch, people only ever report a minute amount to ScamWatch. That's always what concerns me as well.
So, Richard, let's go through it again. What are the telltale signs if it comes up on your computer and the things that people must avoid and must not do?
If you get a text message on your phone that says, to hear this voicemail, you need to go to this website. You'll go to a website. On there, it'll say, we need you to download this piece of software. That is a red flag straight away. Say, don't do it. It will put a little app on your Android phone. Then all your contacts will start to be uploaded to, let's say, you know, call center Stan on the other side of the world, along with all of your passwords. And again, if this happens, and I've had three people ring me back about this yesterday, what you need to do is you need to go to a separate device and go along and change all your account passwords, every single one of them that you might have used on your Android phone. It's an absolute pain to go along and do it, but it's something you need to do so they don't get into your accounts.
It's nearly as inconvenient if you lose the credit card, because then you've got to contact everybody that normally would be taking, you know, legitimate money out of the credit card of yours. Okay, Richard, somebody wants to get in touch with you. The mobile number is 0419 829 145, and as we've said half jokingly, you actually answer the mobile phone, for God's sake, online. What's the easiest way of getting in touch?
That's the easiest way to do it, or head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au. We've got to announce a winner, don't we, Pilko?
Yeah, we do, for Shane and the crew. Who's the winner for today?
We're going to take Ron from Cuddly Creek today, who's a worthy winner.
All righty, Ron, give us a ring back. Josh will get the details. You won a nice prize from Shane and the crew up there at Harvey Norman Computers.